coming to you with words and teaching that will change your life forever.
All things that you will ever need in your life, they're wrapped up in the Word. Go for the Word. You need to understand these things. And when you get a hold of it, keep saying it. Don't stop talking it. Keep saying it. Keep saying it. The Bible says in the city of Ephesus, so mightily grew the word of God and prevailed. Can you shout amen?
I'm setting the course that I must follow.
In the name of Jesus, prosperity is mine. In the name of Jesus, the Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. He makes me lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside the still waters. He restores my soul.
Yay! Pastor Chris, worth hearing.
This is the continuation of the message, Prevailing Prayer.
Hallelujah.
Think about what God has said to us. And then think, can we actually have results? Emphatically, yes. Yes. Every tree of forest. You say, so what am I going to do? Very simple. First, the understanding of underlying principles. 1 Corinthians chapter 3 and verse 9. Can you go there? For we are laborers together with God. Ye are God's husbandry. Ye are God's building. Now, let's stop for a moment. Oh, who's talking and who's talking about who and who's talking to who? Now, Paul the Apostle is writing to the Corinthian church. And he says, those of us, the leaders who came to minister to you, we are, he's telling the church. He says, we are laborers together with God. Then he says to the church, to the congregation in Corinth, he says, you are God's husbandry. That means God's garden, you're God's husbandry, you're God's building. Now, we here, all of us are leaders. We are the ones ministering to others. We are workers together with God. This is not the congregation. This is the congregation of laborers. Are you hearing me? We are the laborers. We are meeting here. This is our conference, okay? And we can say to the rest of the congregation, ye are God's farm. Ye are God's garden. You are God's husbandry. But we are workers together with God. You get it? Say, I'm a worker together with God. That long sentence actually means co-laborer. See? Work out together. It means co-laborer. So say, I'm a co-laborer with God. I'm a co-laborer with God. So every cell leader is a co-laborer with God. See, because God is about building lives. God is about saving souls. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believes in him should not perish but have everlasting life. God sent his Son to save the world. And we are partners together with him in saving lost souls. So every cell leader is a worker together with God. Hallelujah. Say, I'm a worker together with God. A collaborator with God. I know who I am. I have responsibilities. Hallelujah. 2 Corinthians chapter number 6 and verse number 1. 2 Corinthians chapter 6 and verse number 1. Have you found it? All right. He says, we then, as workers together with him, beseech you also that you receive not the grace of God in vain. It's like that cell leader telling the members of his cell, I don't want you to receive the grace of God in vain. See, he's telling them. Why? Because he's a worker together with God. He's come to talk to them about the grace of God. And he doesn't want them to receive that grace in vain. He says, you got to put it to work. See, we then, as workers together with him, minister to the congregation. And we tell them not to receive the grace of God in vain. We're saying, let this grace produce results in your life. We are workers together with him. That means we are co-laborers. If you read newer translations, instead of writing workers together, they write co-laborers. You notice that? Some of you would have seen that by now. If you have a newer translation, it says, we are co-laborers. So we're laborers. Hallelujah. Okay, so now you go to St. Matthew's Gospel, chapter number 9. We're reading from verse 37. St. Matthew's Gospel, chapter 9, from verse 37. Then said he unto his disciples, the harvest truly is plenteous, but this is the problem. The problem is not the harvest. It's never been the problem. The harvest has never been the problem. It's the number of laborers. He says the harvest truly is plenteous, but the laborers are few. That is it. The laborers are few. Now look at the desire of the master. Go back to that verse 37. We'll read it and then go into the next verse. Then said he unto his disciples, the harvest truly is plenteous, but the laborers are few. Look at verse 38. Pray ye therefore the Lord of the harvest that he will send forth laborers into his harvest. The Lord of the harvest. Who's the Lord of the harvest? The Holy Ghost. He's here. He's the Lord of the harvest. He says, pray ye therefore the Lord of the harvest that he would send forth laborers into his harvest. That he would send forth laborers into his harvest. Let's see one of those things he did. Acts chapter 13. We're reading from verse 1. Acts chapter number 13 from verse 1. Let's read it. One to go. In the church, right? Certain prophets and teachers as Barnabas and Simeon, that was called Niger, and Lucius of Cyrene and Manning, which had been brought up with Herod the Tetrarch in Saul. Read verse 2. As they ministered to the Lord and fasted, the Holy Ghost said, as they ministered to the Lord, how do you minister to the Lord? By worshiping him and making confessions to his name. That's how you minister to the Lord. You minister to the Lord by worshiping him, singing his praise, and making confessions to his name. What do you mean by making confessions to his name? You speak of his greatness. You declare what he's done, his marvelous works. You attribute the goodness in the world and the greatness of his power to his mighty name. You say those beautiful things that he's done in your life. That's the way to make confessions to his name. That means you're confessing words, speaking words that are consistent with what he said about himself. And you say those things to his name. Thou art worthy, O Lord. Hallelujah. You say, you've changed my life. You've given me life. You see that? Beautiful things that you can say about God. And as you say those things about God and worship him, you are ministering to the Lord. So that's what they were doing, and they were fasting as well. Okay, so he says here in verse 2, as they ministered to the Lord and fasted, who spoke? This is the Holy Ghost said, separate me, Barnabas and Saul. He didn't say separate Barnabas and Saul. He says separate unto me. Somebody said, he said separate Barnabas and Saul. Barnabas this way, Saul that way. That's not what he said. He said, separate them unto me for the work. Not just separate them unto me, because all of them were unto him. but it says, for the work whereunto I have called them. Now, this is beautiful. We're talking about the Lord of the harvest, okay? Sending forth laborers into his harvest. Now, you go to verse 3, the Bible says, and when they had fasted and prayed and laid their hands on them, they sent them away. They, the prophets and teachers who were in there that day, sent them on their way. And then the Bible says, look at verse 4. Read verse 4, everybody. Look at it again. First time the Bible says the Holy Ghost said. Now in the fourth verse it says, so they've been sent forth by the Holy Ghost. You see, the Holy Ghost is the Lord of the harvest. So they've been sent forth by the Holy Ghost, departed unto Seleucia, and from thence they sailed to Cyprus. And when they were at Salamis, they preached the word of God. Hallelujah. They preached the word of God. That's what they did. They preached the word of God. They were sent by the Holy Ghost. So laborers have been sent into the harvest by the Holy Ghost. He says, pray ye therefore the Lord of the harvest that he will send. How do you pray the Lord of the harvest? How do you pray the Lord of the harvest? Hey, you talk to him like you talk to the Father. You see, you speak to the Holy Ghost like you speak to the Father in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Jesus said we could pray to the Holy Ghost. That's what he said. He said, pray ye the Lord of the harvest. So you can talk to the Holy Ghost like you talk to the Father. Because the Holy Ghost is God.
Hallelujah.
We trust that you are blessed by the message you just listened to. We invite you to make Jesus the Lord of your life by saying this prayer. O Lord God, I believe with all my heart in Jesus Christ, Son of the living God. I believe he died for me and God raised him from the dead. I believe he's alive today. I confess with my mouth that Jesus Christ is the Lord of my life from this day. Through him and in his name, I have eternal life. I am born again. Thank you, Lord, for saving my soul. I am now a child of God. Hallelujah.
For prayer and counseling, or to share your testimony with us, please call 0902-969-2794 or participate in our online church at www.cebeninzone1.org on Sundays, Wednesdays, and Fridays.
Or send an email to lwrtransmissions@level360.com. God bless you.